Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the Sha'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Ma'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas Sa'ab Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Tere Aashiqo Me Jina, Tere Aashiqo Me Marna. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna, hey, isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna, ye teri rida mein jeena, ye teri rida mein marna, meri abadiyat pe ya rab, yeh tera fadl karna, yeh teri rida mein jeena, yeh teri rida mein marna, meri abadiyat pe ya rab, yeh tera fadl karna, yahi aashiqon ka shewa, yahi aashiqon ki aadat, yahi aashiqon ka shewa, yahi aashiqon ki aadat, kabhi kiraya buka hai, kabhi aah sard barna, kabhi kiraya buka hai, kabhi aah sard barna, yahi aishq ki alamat, yahi aishq ki zamanat, yahi aishq ki alamat, yahi aishq ki zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna, kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab, tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang dard pe marna, tere aashiqon se seekha,
से सीखा तेरे संग डर पे मरना मेरी जिंदगी का हाफिज मेरी जीत का सहारा तेरे आशिकों में जीना तेरे आशिकों में मरना ये तेरी इनायतें हैं ये तेरी मदद का सदका ये तेरी इनायतें हैं ये तेरी मदद का सदका मेरी जान ना तवक्का तेरे हम पे सब्र करना मेरी जान ना तवक्का तेरे हम पे सब्र करना मेरी जिंदगी का हाफिज मेरी जीत का सहारा तेरे आशिकों में मरना तेरे आशिकों में जीना तेरे आशिकों में मरना ये तेरी आकाश या रब ये है तेरा जल्द पिन्हा ये तेरी आकाश या रब ये है तेरा जल्द पिन्हा मेरा नाला नदामत तेरे संग जल पे करना मेरा नाला नदामत तेरे संग जल पे करना मेरी जिंदगी का हाफिज मेरी जीत का सहारा तेरे आशिकों में जीना तेरे आशिकों में मरना मेरा हर खता पे रोना है यही मेरी तलाफी मेरा हर खता पे रोना हे यही मेरी तलाफी तेरी रहमतों का सदका मेरा जुर्म अफ़ करना तेरी रहमतों का सदका मेरा जुर्म अफ़ करना मेरा हर खता पे रोना हे यही मेरी तलाफी तेरी रहमतों का सदका मेरा जुर्म अफ़ करना मेरी जिंदगी का हाफिज मेरी जीत का सहारा तेरे आशिकों में जीना तेरे आशिकों में मरना तेरी शान जज़्बा है ये तेरी बंद परवरी है तेरी शान जज़्बा है ये तेरी बंद परवरी है मेरे जान दिल का तुझको हम वक्त याद करना मेरे जान दिल का تجكم هما وقت یاد کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This beautiful ash'ar of our Shaykh and much more than beautiful, greatly beneficial ash'ar. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to try and understand it, and more than that with the niyat of bring it into our lives. That is the most important. This this ash'ar of Hazrat and one couplet line is enough to change our lives and get a correct purpose and object of our life, which is to prepare for akhirat. And that is the main thing which we should keep in mind, our qabr, our life of akhirat, the day of qiyamah, where we'll have to cross pull sirat, the questioning in front of all people, and then a decision of either Jannat or Jahannam. It's not a small matter, it's a very, very serious matter. And it's for every individual. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the purpose of this is to not only our Islah, or just that we are in the Khanqa, or that we have joined with the Khanqa, that's not the purpose at all. Purpose is that we correct our lives, and we bring the amal into our lives. So this poem, the title of it is Tere Aashiqo Me Jeena, Tere Aashiqo Me Marna. That should be the purpose and object of our lives, to live amongst, to live with your lovers, and to die with your lovers. Jeena Marna, which is proverbial, that is all the time. If it's not physically, then mentally. We have that in our minds. Physically, practically, it's not possible that we are all the time with the Ahlullah. We'll have to carry on with our own lives. We've got our businesses. We've got our families. But mentally, We should be all the time with the Ahlullah. And they are the ones who will guide us towards Allah Ta'ala. Just like in everything, we need a guide, we need a teacher, we need somebody to show us the way. So yeah, also very necessary that we have the right people to show us the way. And they are the ashiqs, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And every person Allah has given him in his heart, he can think that who is a lover of Allah. Look for those people, they are present. When Allah said that be with them, you must live with them, then it's not possible that Allah gave a command that is not practical to fulfill, that there are no more ashiqs left in the world. Allah said, live with the ashiqeen, with the sadiqeen, but there are no ashiqeen, no sadiqeen. Then that command cannot be fulfilled. So Allah's command is such that it can be practiced upon. So we should look for them. They are there. It is for us to look for them. Also, we should remember that this is Shaitan's deception from before. That whenever great, great buzurgs pass away, then we put it on the tongue of the people. Now there is nobody left. And then when those people were present, and also that when a buzurg passed or lived, nobody appreciated him. And then after he passes away, they write books about him. On his, by his qabr, they write, he was so great and so great. All that doesn't help. It is to recognize a person in his lifetime and to take the full benefit. And then Shaitan says that now no buzurgs are left. And then these people who said no buzurgs, when they pass away, then people say they were great buzurgs. And now no buzurgs are left. That was always the case that carries on. So they are there all the time. Allah has put them. It is for us to look for them, recognize them, and then to be in their company. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna. It is only possible in this way to pass in your path, to go through your path that is reaching you, coming to you, O Allah, recognizing you, making your ibadat, fulfilling your commands. Kabhi dil pe sabar karna. Sometimes you will have to make sabr on your heart. Kabhi dil se shukar karna. Sometimes you will make shukar. That is, sabr, when things come in your path, and this will come in everyone's path, temptations of dunya. And then you must control yourself. Temptation of woman will come also. Temptation of money will also come. Temptation of name and fame will also come. All temptations of laziness, everything will come. So at that time, to control and do what has to be done, the right thing. Kabhi dil se shukar karna. And things will go right also in your life. Things will go again according to your desires. And for example, praises of people will come also. And money will also come. At that time, to make shukar to Allah. Not to ascribe it one bit to oneself. I made effort, I sacrificed, I did this, not one but to make Allah shukar. So when temptations come, difficulties come, then we make sabr. And when good conditions come, we make shukar. That must be the condition of in that way a person will reach Allah. And these conditions will come to everyone. Things that are against his tabiat, against his desires, things which are hard for him, at that time to exercise patience, restraint, and do what we have to do at that time. And when things go according to our wishes, nightly, at that time to make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. This person will pass through life easily, and he'll reach his destination. Ye teri rida me jeena, ye teri rida me marna. Just living in your pleasure. That same thing, that to live in your pleasure. You have put this test and we are here to live according to how you want us to live. So we live in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and we die in the pleasure of Allah. That is, we prepare to give our lives for Allah's pleasure. We were left to fulfill all the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and even if we have to give our lives, that we will not break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. A person only has to have that jazba, that feeling. Allah won't bring it. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah wanted that from him, that he must sacrifice everything for Allah. So much so, his own son, he must slaughter him with his own hand also. But Allah did not let it happen. Allah brought a sheep in place of that. So Allah wants all this, but Allah makes it easy. But that jazba, that feeling must be from us. Ya Allah, not just one life. If I had 10 lives, I would have given them for you also. And then Allah Ta'ala makes it easy according to every person. But to have that we live for Allah's pleasure, we die in the pleasure of Allah. Our object is not to satisfy ourselves, to make us happy. Some social gathering, some occasion in the family, and we break the laws of Allah. No, in all matters, we obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Meri abdiyat pe ya Rab ye hai tera fazal karna. And when a person has this is called abdiyat now. That a person is a true slave of Allah Ta'ala. He's got no desires of his own. A slave, today there are no slaves, and very few of us have studied the masail, the rulings of slaves. A slave doesn't possess anything. Whatever he has, it is for his master. He works and earns also, all that money is for his master also. He's got nothing, he can't do. A slave, his clothes what he has to wear is not his choice. The clothes his master gives him. The food he eats is not his choice. The food his master gives him. So that is abdiyat. So by Allah Ta'ala we become the true slaves of Allah. That what Allah has ordained for us, that. So this abdiyat, by living in the pleasure of Allah, dying in the pleasure of Allah, it wasn't our achievement. Ye meri abdiyat pe, ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna. It was your kindness. And fazal is that which is given without deserving. Like you work for somebody, he said, I'll give you so much money, I'll pay you, he pays you, then he gives you something extra. That extra is not what you deserve. It's just out of his kindness he's giving. So all this abdiyat, a person makes effort and he gains this abdiyat, it is only the fazal of Allah. If we are making our namaz, it's only the fazal of Allah. It's not my achievement. And how much we're making our namaz correct, and making it a beautiful namaz, it's not any of our achievement. It's only the fadl of Allah Ta'ala. That we are Muslims is the fadl of Allah. That we are still existing as Muslims, it's only the fadl of Allah Ta'ala. So this abdiyat must come into us, and then further that abdiyat, what necessitates and what makes a person a abd, that he realizes it's only from Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Yahi aashiqo ka shewa. Yahi aashiqo ki aadat. This is the way of the true lovers of Allah Ta'ala. This is their habit. This is how they love. That the full abdiyat comes in them. They do everything only for the pleasure of Allah. And that also, they ascribe it fully. Not ascribe it, they realize it's only from Allah. We could not do anything from our side. Even to read the kalima, la ilaha illallah, is only the fazal of Allah Ta'ala. And to stay away from all these fitnas, we get surprised how people get involved. If Allah wants to, we can make us in that place. And we will be convinced that is the right thing. The wrong, we will see it as it's only Allah's fazal. On whom Allah makes fazal, he will see the right as right and the wrong as wrong. Kabhi ghiriya o bukahe, kabhi ahi sard bharna. And the result of this, that sometimes they will be crying in front of Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, we haven't made your ibadah. My Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, wrote to his Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali. And he said, Hazrat, I'm very worried that on Qiyamah's Day, I fear that not two rakats of mine will come out right on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat replied and said, and I fear that not one sajda of mine will come out right. A Buzurg says, I fear not one subhanallah of mine will come out right. So just crying in front of Allah. And this is that a person has hope in Allah. And hope in Allah is when we do what we have to do. Not a hope which is not even called the word hope, doesn't fit that we do all guna and we say, I hope Allah will forgive me. No, a person who does the right things and then he hopes from the fazl of Allah. If Allah, we do everything right and Allah accepts it, this is His kindness. It's not necessary that Allah has to accept it. And if we do wrong, then what to say? We are doing all haram and wrong, and then we still got hope in the mercy of Allah. Now, hope and mercy is when we are doing the right things, and then we hope from Allah that Allah will accept from us. He will forgive us our shortcomings. So a true lover will always have humility and humbleness. He will never claim, I did so much, or now I've done so much, now I can take it easy. He will make effort till mort. This is one deception that comes to many of us. Even learned people, that when we did work of deen for many years, now we say, now I think I must take it easy. For example, a alim, he made khidmat of deen. He made his children also alim. And now they are doing work of deen in his place. He say, now I can take it easy. That taking it easy is the wrong thing. There is no taking easy. Yes, we can change it a bit, but there is no taking easy. Muhammad Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Dunya mehnat ki jaga. There is a place that we have to strive, we have to make effort. Or qabr, sone ki jaga. Sleep, we will go and sleep in the qabr. My sleep is not getting finished. I'm short of sleep. It will get finished in the qabr. When it will be said, nam ka naumatil urus. Sleep, how the bride sleeps the first night. Then you can sleep. Or jannat, maze urane ki jaga. And the place of enjoyment and fun is jannat. These people who do it in dunya already, they are, like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, they are advanced jannatis. That they, or that pleasure and fun, what is supposed to mean jannat, they are doing it here already, in the wrong place, and that is zulam. وَضْعُ شَيْءٍ فِي غَيْرِ مَحَلِّهِ. The enjoyment and fun is in jannat, not in this dunya. Even many people who are in deen, even learned people, but we also want our fun here. Fun is in dunya. A person who keeps his in akhirat, a person who keeps his eyes there, he won't get involved in this fun of this dunya, which is very temporary and it is just an illusion. And how many times what we call this fun, it turns out to be the worst tragedy. Such an accident takes place, somebody loses their lives, somebody is paralyzed for life, etc. So fun is not in this dunya. Fun is in the akhirah. How many youngsters we see? Somebody with a broken leg, somebody with a broken hand. What happened? Sports. That fun they went and looked for, and that way it landed them in hospital. Now with a broken leg, with a broken arm, etc. Fun is in the akhirah. Kabhi ghirya buka hai. Kabhi aah sard bharna. Kabhi aah. How I missed out so much in life of doing good. Not the bad that I missed out. That my life has passed and I didn't know the value of Jumu'ah. I didn't know the value of Durood Sharif. I didn't know the value of Kaaba Sharif. What great barakat of Kaaba Sharif which are present all the time and I didn't take of it. So they feel sorry all the time. Whenever their buzurgi comes, whether it comes at the age of 15, 25, 40, 60, 80, whenever if it comes to a person, then he feels sorry. What, how I wasted my life. Now he can be, have become as pious as can be, but he realizes my life, I wasted it. There was so much for me to do. So that is the way of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Yahi ishq ki alamat, yahi ishq ki zamanat. This is the sign of the love of Allah. And this is the guarantee that you have got the love of Allah. When this is your condition, crying to Allah, not boasting, not showing off, and the showing off is in various ways also. One is openly to show off, that we all know this person is a show off. One is that, for example, we ask a question. that today I got late, so I only made so many rakats tahajjud. In other words, you want to make it known, I make every day so many rakats, but today I only made so much. Is it alright? This questioning also, we have to question ourselves. Why am I asking this question? Is it to know or is it to make known that I make tahajjud? I'm a tahajjud guzar. Or there are various ways that a person shows off his amal. And in fact, the Quran Sharif, which is the absolute, الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. Those evil people are those who want to be praised what they didn't even do. What we do, and that is also all a big mix-up and a big what our amal, what can we present to Allah Ta'ala, and what we didn't do, and we want praises for that. We try and make it known. For example, a person 2 nights is making tahajjud, and now he's making it known that for the past 20 years I'm making tahajjud. He makes it known, like he makes it like that. So various forms, shaitan comes to us and he leaves nobody. No Sufi will be spared, no alim, no tablighi. Shaitan wouldn't spare anyone. And in fact, his more heavier efforts are for the heavyweights. For those who are regarded to be more in deen, his efforts are more on them. For the small people, his small efforts. And that is enough for them also to deter them. So we have to very. So the sign of the love of Allah is this humility and humbleness. Yahi ishq ki zamanat hai. And this is the guarantee that a person has got the love of Allah. From this we can see, if just this one poem of Hazrat, a person reads just one couplet every night and ponders about it, it will be so much for his hidayat and putting him on the right path and keeping him firmly on the right path. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. After understanding now what we get from the Aashiqan-e-Khuda, if a person makes his own ibadat on his own, he'll just make little bit ibadat and he'll feel there is nobody like me. I am the biggest buzurg in the world. And he won't have the correct outward ilm-e-zahiri, the outward knowledge of masail, fiqha, etc. He won't even have that. He'll be doing his ibadat also wrong. And ilm-e-batini, that how can it be accepted by Allah? How can it pass all the tests that Allah has put? He's got no idea. And he's thinking he's a great buzurg. So therefore, meri zindagi ka hasil, the sum total of my life, what should life be all about? Meri zist ka sahara, and the support of my life, that how can I carry on with this true spiritual life? Like we also need support. Many person will say, it is famously said that every successful man, he has got his wife behind him. So she was his support. That's why he managed to get there. A person that my sheikh, he brought me to where I am. He's my support in my life. Somebody will say, somebody supports me. My husband supports me. My parents support me. They are the support of this. So like that, the real support is the company of the Ahlullah. That is for our spiritual, to correct ourselves and also to remain correctly online, that this pride does not come into me. So the object, the whole sum total, the khulasa, the summary, the core, the marrow, like the marrow of the bone, which is important. The bone is there to protect that marrow. The marrow is very important. So the whole of all this is tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna. To love and die in your beloved one. That is to have a close contact. That we go there whenever possible, however, we are in their company also. Besides them, our minds are by them also all the time. And whenever we are faced with any situation, whether it's in a supermarket, in the bank, in the airport, what should my sheikh do? What should he tell me to do? Our mind is there all the time. That they will guide us. Guidance is truly of Allah Ta'ala. And the true sheikh gives the guidance of Allah Ta'ala. And that we all the time, that what should I have been doing now? Somebody asks us for advice also. What advice would my sheikh have given? All the time our thoughts are like that. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. But our condition, that we hear the bayan here, the minute we hardly finish with the bayan, and we have forgotten everything. We are supposed to be like all the time in the thoughts of our Shaykh, but we don't think about him. We should always think of his correct teaching, and that should be our guiding light. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rabb. I did not know anything whatsoever, what is your love, O Allah. And in fact, we can all say very clearly, though many people were connected with Buzurgs here in our South African context, in the world generally, we had contact with Buzurgs also, we are making Ibadat also, we had Wazifas also to read, we are making our Bharat Tasbih Zikr also, but we did not even know that there is something like the love of Allah. And Allah put that in the share of our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah, that he taught us that there is something like the love of Allah. We knew the love of parents, we knew the love of family, we knew the love of the wife, we even unfortunately knew all the love of haram things. But what we didn't know, that the love of Allah, that there exists something like the love of Allah, and that you have to work to get the love of Allah Ta'ala. We didn't know that. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rabb, what is your love? And this love of Allah Ta'ala is always used with the word dard, pain. Because love is actually painful, but that pain is enjoyable. Like for example, who you love, your wife, your children, and they wanted something, you'll go out of your way to get it. You'll go and for yourself, you won't beg anyone. But for them to get their things, you'll even beg somebody. So you'll go through all this pain in that love for them. So the love of Allah must be such that you are prepared to go through all the pain, so much so that you are prepared to become a shaheed also. And that is the height of it, that in the love and death, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully. It's also a point that we hardly ever could think of this, that all the martyrs of Uhud, 70 martyrs in one day. So Hazrat says that Allah wanted to write down the history of how people love him, and he wrote it with the love of the martyrs of Uhud. That their love will, their blood will prove to the people forever that how these people loved Allah, and they gave their lives and gave it willingly. And they loved to give it, and they cried out, Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba, I have become successful. Hazrat Bilal tells his wife, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that for what are you crying? Ghadan nalqa ahibba, ghadan nalqa Muhammadan wa sahba. We're going to go meet Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all our friends, the sahaba. What are you crying about? There is an occasion of joy and pleasure. So we also really, if we have that, for example, we think that to die, we'll go and meet our Shaykh. We'll go and meet the great, great ulama and great, great people. Then, mort is not a thing to be afraid of. So all this year, this is termed pain, outwardly it looks like. But that love is that pain of Allah Ta'ala. Tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. And this we could only learn from your beloved ones to die at your threshold. For your pleasure to die. Otherwise a person doesn't want to die. He'll spend what amounts of money for his treatment, everything. And he just doesn't want to die. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you are ill? So he said, yes. What happened? He says, who made me ill? Ask him. He said, get a doctor. He said, my doctor made me sick. My doctor made me sick, so who must I go and ask for treatment now? So that love of Allah, when it comes like that, then a person, you learn from the lovers of Allah. Otherwise, we don't want to die also. And that's the quality of the Yahud, which the Quran Sharif says, that yu'ammaru al-fasana, they would love to live for 1,000 years also. And the reality of the matter is, perhaps till now, some time ago we read that the Jews, if they have a terminally illness, illness that now is going to take their life. They then ask them to be frozen up. And then when they get the cure for that disease, they must defrost them again and then give them that remedy. So they kill themselves before mort comes, so to say. They just don't want to die. And the acid test Allah Ta'ala made, they say, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you'll say you love Allah, if that is so, then desire mort. The true sign of the love of Allah is that a person will desire mort, that he goes to Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. And all this reality when it comes to a person, it's only your kindness, your favors of Allah. It is your sadaqah, which is given over and above, the extra. You have been so kind to us, how you have blessed us with this reality when it comes to a person. Meri jaan na tawa ka tere gham par sabar karna. My weak body, I'm so weak, I'm so insignificant, and to make sabr on your love. When a person wants to, he wants the love of somebody, he wants to marry somebody and to get access to that person, is difficult also, but he really wants to marry that person, he wants the love of that person, and he's dying in that love. How his life is, all the time he's thinking of his beloved, his sleep, his dreams, his waking up, his walk, every time he's just thinking, Allah Ta'ala, and who has got the guarantee Allah loves me? We're doing everything, getting up for tahajjud, you are making your namazes, you are doing everything, all in the love, but we don't know how to make sabr on that. Tere gham pe par sabr karna, to make sabr on this sorrow that we don't know stuff. Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye hai tera jazbe pinha. This is a gift from you, O Allah. This is your magnetic force by which you pulled us. Like a magnet pulls another piece of iron, we don't see anything there. That the magnet went and pulled that thing, it just pulls it. We don't see anything happening. That, O Allah, you pulled me to you. Yeah, I'm getting up for tahajjud. Me, I know myself how I love my sleep. I can't sacrifice my sleep for anything. But yeah, I'm getting up for you, O Allah. For all that we do, your fajr you are getting up, your namazas, woman, you know yourself how I wish to look at woman. But for your sake now, you made it, I just don't look at all, not at all. It is all your kindness, O Allah. Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye hai tera jazbe pinha. Your secret way, how you pulled us. وَيَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَى وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيب وَيَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَى. A person who makes inabat and he wants to go to Allah, Allah pulls him. And one is you didn't want to go, Allah pulled you. One is you want to go and you make your effort, Allah gives that. And the higher is Allah pulled you. And how many people Allah pulls out from the dens of vice and evil, and they come out and they come a big, big awliya, they come from whom Allah makes jazb. Mera nala hai nadamat, tere sange dar pe karna. And this my crying now to you, and the enjoyment of munajat, of speaking to Allah, of begging Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me. How did I spend my life? How did I waste my life, O Allah? O Allah, what gunas have God done now at your threshold to cry to Allah Ta'ala like this? This is all that great gift of Allah. It isn't anyone's achievement. Allah has pulled that person now. Mera har khata pe rona hai, yahi meri talafi. Now to cry on every guna of mine. Ya Allah, what gunas I have made in my life. How terrible I was, O Allah. You covered my faults, O Allah. You didn't let anyone know, O Allah. Your rosy you gave me strength in my body, and with that strength I disobeyed you. You were kind to me. You gave me all the means to do good. I used it for evil, and still you did not leave me alone. You did not throw me away. This is all the mercy and the kindness of Allah to cry for on every guna. Teri rahmatu ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. This is your kindness that you have forgiven our sins. And the sign that Allah has covered our fault is a sign that Allah is going to show mercy upon us. That Allah Ta'ala, and we all know how many faults, how we are filled with sin, and Allah covers those faults. Teri shaan e jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai. This is how you draw us towards you. Your magnetic force, we don't see any connection, no wires are connected, but how you pull us and we get up for tahajjud. We are getting up for fajr and we are enjoying our ibadat, our dhikr, our du'as. This is all that which Allah is pulling us towards Him. And this is how you make tarbiyat and you draw a person towards you gradually. That first we knew nothing whatsoever. We did not even know alif from ba. Today you made me a hafiz of Quran. You made me a qari. You made me an alim. Oh Allah, what your kindness and your mercy. Meri jaan aur dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. The result of this, if this reality comes, that all the time we are in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. But our condition, we read namaz for Allah, but in the whole namaz we didn't think of Allah Ta'ala. Our condition, we read Asma'ul Husna, the 99 names of Allah, we're reading the 99, but we're not thinking of Allah also. The whole Allah's names we are reading, but we are not even thinking of Allah. Forget those particular sifat which are in every name. Allah is Sabur, Allah is Ghafur, Allah is Qadir, Allah is Muqtadir. We're reading it, but we're not thinking of Allah, we're not thinking of that sifat. We're just thinking. But this, when a person, to remember Allah all the time. Namaz is there that we trained ourselves that we could remember Allah fully in namaz. When we remember Allah fully in namaz, then the rest of the day we should also be remembering. But in namaz also we don't remember Allah Ta'ala. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. A person who found the company of some Allah wala. And this company is not just the outward we came, but that inside company. And our lives changed, and these realities came into our lives. Usse a gaya hai jeena, usse a gaya hai marna. That person has learned how to live, he has learned how to die. Wala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Otherwise, Hazrat says, the person stays whole life with his sheikh also, close also, many times the khadim e khas, but they don't get any share of the sheikh. They made khidmat of the sheikh also, they stayed there, but they got nothing. So to get this from Allah Ta'ala, it is also only the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, a person, and how many people we see in the lives of the buzurgs, that afterwards, how their lives change. And they went completely against the teachings of the buzurgs, completely in the opposite direction. So all these realities, forget them. Not only that they remained on track, they went not only off track, they went completely in the opposite direction. So we need the help of Allah all the time. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah.